Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Here we are on another live edition of this global transmission against tyranny. It's Thursday, the 15th day. That's Thursday, the 15th day of April 2004. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Well, Mr. CIA Bin Laden, every time the government needs someone to comment to support what they're doing, suddenly Bin Laden puts out a report agreeing with the U.S. government or saying something that supports what they're doing. Supposedly, he's now wanting a truce with everybody. So we'll be getting into that. Purported Bin Laden truce is rejected by the West. He offered a truce to Europe. Three Japanese hostages in Iraq released into Japan's hands. Hijackers fly into the Pentagon. No chance, said top Pentagon brass, just 5 weeks before 9/11, as they were running drills of that scenario actually happening. So we'll go over this London Guardian article. RFID presses into service for roadways. The government and vendors are investigating technology called dedicated short-range communications. They're going to make you have RFID in your vehicle to drive down the road and track everything you do. They're already doing this in San Francisco. If you want to use any of the toll roads, and they caught them putting up radio readers around the city to track your movements, period, if you have the little K-Tag RFID tracker system. This is out of Information Week, this latest development. CNN headline, chipping away at privacy with radio waves, shows an old man at his self-checkout lane, U-Scan, being tracked, where, of course, the biometric scanners are going in as well. Italian hostages executed in Iraq, or hostage executed in Iraq on tape. Italy says, though, they're not going to pull out. They vow to stay in Iraq despite the hostage killing. Army lengthens Iraq tours despite the pledge that the troops who've already been there over a year would be coming home. They're going to add another 80,000, and the call for the draft is being sounded again, and the legislation is pending on the edge of being passed. Iraqi beaten to death by U.S. troops. We'll get into that as well. Three Japanese hostages in Iraq released into Japan's hands. That's good news. So, again, we'll go over all of this and more. U.K. government wants cameras in every residential neighborhood. At least they announce it there. It's going in here in every neighborhood to watch you and your family. New evidence indicates and indicts FBI complicity in Waco massacre. And WorldNet Daily wrote an article and used exact quotes from our interview with the VeriChip supplier a couple weeks ago. They wrote an article yesterday about it and didn't really give us credit. They said an American talk show, which I don't really care. It's just that it's Sherry Gossett wrote the article. We've interviewed her before. I wanted to go over this WorldNet Daily article. They have our quote that we got from the Baja Beach Club manager, who's a VeriChip distributor, about how you'll have to have it for a global ID system. So I'm glad they picked up on that, though. And I called them up this morning. They said, yes, Mr. Jones, we'll give you credit for that. So that's good. But I'm just glad that they're doing some real reporting. We're certainly happy that they're doing that as well. So a huge show broadcast lined up for you today. The websites are Infowars.com. and PrisonPlanet.com. And there's another movie. A listener called about this a few months ago, and lo and behold, it's true. The Long Kiss Goodnight with Samuel Jackson and Gina Davis, where a quasi-government group is bombing government buildings as a pretext for war. And, well, we're going to air this. It goes hand in glove with the Lone Gunman episode. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now 8 minutes, 30 seconds into hour number one. Bin Laden... Again, that means the CIA is wanting a truce right now. I mean, all the government's got to do is go to a chat room and say, I'm Bin Laden, and then basically scare us into submission. They tried fat men in dark rooms saying that they were responsible for 9/11. Everybody looked at the fat guy with the nose twice the size of Bin Laden's and said, that isn't Osama bin Laden. Then they had French and Swiss and Canadian sound experts listen to the voice, run it through voice identification software, and it wasn't even the same dialect, the same tone, wasn't even close. Three separate scientific firms that are pioneers in voice recognition, which is an almost exact science. I mean, sometimes, very rarely it fails, but that's in picking up your voice, not in discriminating your voice from somebody else's voice. The fat guy saying, I'm going to get you in the darkened room, I'm Bin Laden. Remember that? And then even the newspapers here in the U.S. said, okay, it's not Bin Laden, it's an imposter. And it's not even good theater or lies they're putting out. It's so easy to disprove. And so they tested the voice, and it was not Osama bin Laden. And then last year, they would release new videos of bin Laden and Al-Jawahiri and other people, and then say, oh, it's a new tape. See, he's going to get us any minute. Oh, it's a new tape. And then they quietly admit, okay, it's edited tapes from 2 years ago, re-released. This is the same government that's been caught planting false news articles in the newspapers, fake letters from the troops with false signatures on it. This is the same government that's been caught falsifying documents, creating fake out of whole cloth Niger uranium stories. The same government that's been caught red-handed, knowing that those mobile trucks in Iraq had been sold to Saddam in 1985, that the UN had looked at them in 92. They had British serial numbers for pumping up hydrogen balloons. They knew exactly what it was, but for months, and frankly, they're still saying they're mobile weapons trucks, even after it's admitted they're not. The mass graves were a exchange program from the Iran-Iraq war. That's why they were big coffins full of sand and bones. And it turned out that our government had known about that since the inspections in 1992, but ran to the scene of the warehouse and said, look, mass graves. I mean, there are literally hundreds of other lies they've been caught in. Over 20 times they said they found weapons of mass destruction, and it would always turn out to be a fraud. Now, the country's littered with weapons of mass destruction, chemical, biological weapons, but those are already declared sites, and in most cases it's got U.S. markings, so that's embarrassing. So they don't want to, you know, go have a fake discovery there, because they already go to declared sites if the French or the Germans or the British or the Russians sell it to them. It's already a declared site. It was already admitted to. So they'd run there and say, oh, look, we found weapons of mass destruction. Then it would turn out that it was already declared and already documented. But there's lots of other places they won't even have fake discoveries at, because it's U.S. Delivery systems as well as the chemicals and biologicals in the different artillery and rockets and other goodies. So that's the reality of the fraud we're being given, and now purported bin Laden truce is rejected. Now remember, about a month before the Iraq war, Colin Powell, who'd been against the war, and I told you he would suddenly come out for the war. It's a classic tactic. You know, oh, he's the dove. Oh, he's the good guy. Man, he's telling the truth. And then suddenly, I was wrong, he said. We've got to go to war now. We know he's got the weapons of mass destruction, imminent threat. And then he goes before the Senate, Powell does, and says, right now on Al Jazeera, which is a CIA front, basically, right now on Al Jazeera, they're airing a tape where bin Laden says that he's working with Saddam. And they said, and the press corps literally ran out of the room while he's still testifying, come back in an hour later and go, and the chairman goes, excuse me, I've been told by staffers in the press that Al Jazeera has gotten no such tape. And he goes, oh, they'll have it in the next few hours. And indeed, they got the new tape. I'm bin Laden, I'm going to get you. I work with Saddam. Ha ha, we're good buddies. Man, at just the moment they wanted to put out the fraud that Saddam works with bin Laden, which is now a total admitted fraud, a total lie, magically bin Laden pops out of the box and does exactly what they need done. Well, he's just coming through over and over again, just like he did in the 80s fighting the Soviets, just like he did in 1998, according to a Republican Senate report in 99, attacking the Serbs, getting them to fight back, and then the globalists could go in and attack the Serbs and take over and engage in genocide against them. Reported bin Laden truce is rejected. A man identifying himself as Osama bin Laden offered a truce to European countries that do not attack Muslims, saying it would begin when their soldiers leave Islamic nations, according to a recording broadcast Thursday on Arabic satellite networks. He also talked about how the war in Iraq is all about Halliburton, which is totally true, partially. It's about oil, weapon sales, using Iraq as a launch base to attack other countries, a smokescreen for domestic crackdowns and police state here. But by doing that, see, now when you say it's about Halliburton, now see, oh, you're with bin Laden. And the neocons are all crowing this and yelling this and saying, see? See? In fact, let me tell you what Savage will say tonight, because I already know. And watch. You tune in, he'll say this. You see, I told you we should arrest everyone that says Halliburton's corrupt. You see, I told you those criticizing the government are aiding terrorists. Arrest anyone that says Halliburton is there just to make money and that this is a big scam. You see, Bin Laden's got the same rhetoric as the liberals. Let's arrest them. Forced labor camps. They're traitors. Their tongues are traitorous. See how that works? When really, he's the dirty, oily, beatnik socialist. They always, the weathermen and their ilk, always, I'm not saying he's a weatherman, but that same degenerate, oily, beatnik type. That whole group always, the big discussions in the 60s were re-education camps, but they couldn't sell it to you. So they act like conservatives and sell it to you, as Ron Paul has exposed the neocons for doing. So that's what you're, I'm already hearing it this morning, but I know that it'll be even worse on Savage. Because I hear it, whenever I tune in once a month, it's the same thing. Every time I tune in, put people in camps, they disagree, forced labor camps, you've all heard it. And we got top generals, calling for this. This is a good thing, and Rocky Mountain News says they've got mass graves and incinerators ready for you. And they said because of a biological attack, it's for your safety. And so that's what you'll hear now. See, he always puts out the exact rhetoric that's needed. Halliburton is there, no bids allowed, caught double charging on fuel, caught feeding rotten meals to the troops, running the concentration camps for the Iraqis, just all this horrible stuff. And then Bin Laden comes out and says it. See how that works? So Bin Laden's always been a good CIA asset. I love that photo of him with a short haircut and no beard sitting in his Cadillac back in the 80s. He's always been a good officer of the New World Order. Very, very, very helpful person for George Bush's business partner. And, of course, Saddam, Bush's business partner. And Manuel Noriega, Bush's business partner. They're always business partners. It's like the Legion of Doom, folks. That's who the globalists are. And, you got Dr. Evil up there with Bush's daddy, Dr. Evil, and you got Mini-Me running around. Reported Bin Laden truce is rejected, so we'll get more into that. But before we do that, the globalists love to throw it in your face. They love it. It's an enjoyment. And in The Long Kiss Goodnight, a major film, with Gina Davis and Samuel L. Jackson. And this film came out in 1996. 1996 action film provides yet more anecdotal evidence of government complicity in 9/11. In a similar vein to the expose of the lone gunman aired on Fox March 2001, the action film The Long Kiss Goodnight proves yet more revelations of the method of government complicity in attacks on the World Trade Center. The clip featured on the page not only hints at government complicity in terror attacks in order to increase budget spending and to ratchet up control, but it also names the World Trade Center as a target, and it's a secret government leader saying, we tried to blow it up once, we're going to blow it up again, we're going to kill 4,000 people. Referring to the 93 bombing of the Trade Center, Samuel L. Jackson's character is told the CIA were complicit in the bombing. This is almost accurate. It was, in fact, the FBI that were complicit in the bombing, cooked the bomb, trained the driver, Chicago Tribune reported. The character is then told in explicit detail by the shadowy government official that 4,000 people will be killed in a fake terrorist event on American soil in order to get some money out of Congress. Of course, this event will be blamed on Muslims naturally, he says. Not only is the 4,000 a number eerily accurate, the clip virtually mirrors the Lone Gunman episode where the shadowy government official tells the hero that a large-scale terror attack will be carried out to create mass fear and total government control. In the Lone Gunman episode, the detail is extremely accurate and the attack is to be a jet flown to the World Trade Center North Tower. So when we get back, I'm going to air that little clip from the Lone Gunman where he's talking to the top government official saying, who are the terrorists? And he says, well, it's the Cold War people. They want to fly a plane into the building to get control. And then the next clip, they say, oh, it's the World Trade Center. And then I want to air this Long Kiss Goodnight clip where they do the same thing. So are you starting to... Condoleezza Rice had never heard of a plan. There had just been 50-plus mainstream front-page articles. The government had just run drills of it the morning of 9/11. That was how everybody stood down. Come on. They love to flaunt it. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a Gold Alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits. But you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk. Or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The New York Lottery, on the one-year anniversary of 9/11, not the Texas, not the Illinois, not the Ohio, the New York Lottery came up 9/11. And they said that the odds of that were in the hundreds of millions. Now, it was the odds of the Chicago Mercantile coming up 911 with a bunch of zeros behind it, 911.0000. They've never had 0000s, much less 911. They'd had that a few times. That was more than out of 1 out of 14 billion. So magically that day, those two things happened. You combine the chances of that happening, it's impossible. And then magically, of course, on 311, of this year, 911 days after 9/11, we have the Madrid bombings that have globalist fingerprints all over it. The first media reports were the police were planting bombs, the news said, and they didn't know why, and then the building blows up and kills the supposed Madrid mastermind Muslims. Very convenient, as usual. So this is what they do. You know, in the sniper case, white men and white vans are seen doing the shooting by police and others, but just forget what cops saw and other professionals. It's these two black guys, one of them who has this weird history of mind control programs. And of course, there's a U.S. government plan to carry out sniper attacks in D.C., Operation Northwoods. It even describes how to frame patsies on page 9. And then the police chief saying, caught like a duck in a noose, a weird programmer term. But let's just, you know, skull and bones cards were left, but and a giant pentagram was done for the shootings. But let's just ignore all this. But you can't ignore this. Go ahead and hit the lone gunman. Fox Television, the secret government group, is going to hijack a jet and fly it into a building to get martial law. Go ahead and hit it.
What is Scenario 12D? We know it's a war game scenario, that it has to do with airline counterterrorism. Why is that important enough to kill for?
Because it's no longer a game.
But if some terrorist group wants to act out this scenario, why target you for assassination?
Depends on who your terrorists are.
The men who conceived of it in the first place. You're saying our government plans to commit a terrorist act against a domestic airline?
There you go. Indicting the entire government, as usual. It's a faction. A small faction.
For what possible gain?
The Cold War's over, John. But with no clear enemy to stockpile against, the arms market's flat. But bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin-pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility and begging to be smart-bombed.
I can't believe it. This is about increasing arms sales.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the first clip. Then in the next clip they get into, it's the World Trade Center, remote control and all this. Just months before 9/11, Fox, who has the contract to break down the family, to show men in a bad light, you know, the most degenerate stuff, and then they have the conservative news channel to keep you in line. But this was a major Hollywood film, The Long Kiss Goodnight, with Samuel L. Jackson and others. And this is Samuel L. Jackson when he comes up against the shadowy CIA guy. Go ahead and hit that clip.
Yes, sir.
Fundraiser?
1993. World Trade Center bombing, remember? During the trial, one of the bombers claimed the CIA had advanced knowledge. The diplomat who issued the terrorist visa was CIA. It's not unthinkable they paved the way for the bombing, purely to justify a budget increase.
You're telling me that you're going to fake some terrorist thing just to scare some money out of Congress?
Well, unfortunately, Mr. Hennessy, I've no idea how to fake killing 4,000 people. So we're just going to have to do it for real. Oh, blame it on the Muslims, naturally. Then I get my funding. Good night, old girl. Dinner of the Albion, Chopper 1.
Albion, Chopper 1. And there you go. We'll hear that again. Of course, it wasn't CIA. It was the FBI. And that's admitted. That's in my film, Mainstream News, just quietly in the back of the paper. Oh, yeah, we cooked the bomb, trained the driver, let it happen. But, oh, they're going to do it again to kill 4,000 this time. And they have no idea how to fake it, so they're just going to have to do it for real. You like it being flaunted, and then there's the Phillips TV ad years before 9/11, 2 years before, where F-16s bomb the World Trade Centers. It says, Phillips, changing your world. Oh, yes, you really are changing, aren't you? Things have changed after 9/11. Got to give our rights up so they can keep us safe, the men in black uniforms. So, yet another in-your-face piece. But what this does prove, at the bare minimum, is the government, no one had ever thought of flying a plane into a building. No, they just had hundreds of federal reports, 50 mainstream reports, all these drills. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with all the news and your calls. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim & Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim & Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim & Vigor. Vim & Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim & Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim & Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central, with a rebroadcast from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. 9 hours a day, you can't miss the show no matter what schedule you're on. We're going to have open phones. Halfway into this first hour now, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And later in the next hour, I'll re-air this latest clip from the Hollywood production with Samuel L. Jackson and Gina Davis of The Long Kiss Goodnight, 1996, where a secret government group bombs the World Trade Center the first time, which is admitted in public. And they're going to bomb it again and try to kill 4,000 as a pretext to sell weapons and attack the Muslims. And, of course, the lone gunman says the same thing on Fox, just flaunting it endlessly. And you add all the other places where they do this together. It is staggering. It is staggering with two Tom Clancy best-selling books and all the real drills and all the real news articles and Bush ordering the FBI not to stop al-Qaeda, Clinton ordering the FBI not to stop al-Qaeda, their CIA asset, using them to attack the Serbs in the late 90s. It's the same story over and over again, so that's coming back up. There's more implantable microchip news, more RFID chip news. You're going to have it in your car to track and trace you, the government's saying. A bunch of new developments. CIA officer Bin Laden supposedly saying that he wants a truce now, saying exactly what the globalists want to hear. We'll get into that as well. Right now, let's go ahead and go to the calls. Daryl in Colorado. Daryl, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
Was just being today a little bit off a tangent, today being tax day. There was a local talk show here in the morning that they were talking all about taxes and different things, and I called in and was talking about the Federal Reserve, and the talk show host thought it was federal, and I was explaining to him that it's not, and he went off on a thing about the Treasury and about producing money, and when they produce it, the money that they produce, they retire the money that they change out. And so we were talking about that.
Well, only 3%, now it's lower than that, of digital numbers in a computer. There's only 3% actual paper currency. The Federal Reserve is private, and the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve orders the governmental Treasury Department, and that's just public knowledge. It's in the white pages, but when you say it's private, the neocons say it doesn't exist.
Well, let me tell you how out of hand it has gotten in Colorado Springs. So I was explaining to him what you just said, and I even mentioned to him that just about a month ago, I was at the Treasury in Denver, or at the Mint in Denver, going through their tour with my homeschool group, and I mentioned that to him, and that I actually asked the question, and the lady there actually told me that, no, we produce money 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and when we put it out, we don't retire old currency, old money. And
do retire damaged money, but not old currency.
Right.
That's why you'll get a $5 bill from 1963, yeah.
Right. And old coinage, they don't retire coinage at all. And so I was explaining this to him, and he said, oh, well, I don't know that that's true. And then all of a sudden, he lost me, supposedly. He lost contact because I was on a cell phone, basically hung up on me. And I turned up the radio quickly to listen to his response. And immediately he attacked me and everything on my home. He said, you know, to go off on a tangent, homeschooling and parents that homeschool their kids, you know, we don't know what damage or, you know, what benefits are going to be of that.
Well, over the country they're trying to ban it, but let's give them the facts.
Right, well, that's exactly what
let's give them the facts. The highest grades, winning all the spelling bees, corporations fighting to get them. But when you go to public school, you learn how to snort cocaine, learn how to be a whore, learn how to be a gang member, learn how to thumb scan to get your school lunch, learn how to be frisked by the police, learn how to be drug tested, learn how to be dumbed down from the smartest country in the world 50 years ago to the stupidest industrialized nation. We're now not just behind the 15 industrialized countries. We're now behind, last time I saw the numbers, 30-plus third-world countries. So we're way past 45 on the list, and so that guy is, and I'm sure he calls himself a conservative, but here he is attacking homeschooling. Does this person call himself a conservative?
Yes, he does very much.
Of course they do. I heard a neocon two nights ago going, well, I'm for the Second Amendment. I'm an NRA life member, but I don't think you should be able to own these assault rifles.
Well, this gentleman is actually supposed to be the program director, program manager for what's supposed to be the most conservative talk show here.
Look,
in talk radio.
Look, this is how the liberals are winning. They learned how to act like conservatives. Every dirty big nick that ever ran up a red flag, and I'm serious when I say this, is now in control.
Yep.
They're all dirty, 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 dirty beatniks. And I'm serious when I... Let me finish. Ron Paul has said that in a 45-minute speech. He laid it out. That's why we're losing, because the conservatives haven't figured this out yet. Go ahead.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I just wanted to let you know that, you know, that's Colorado Springs is supposed to be this, you know, ministry conservative mecca, and that's what it's gotten to. I mean, FEMA is out of control here in the Springs.
Hey, a few months ago they made part of the city evacuate for the NATO drill.
Yep. Exactly.
And shut down a bunch of communications and had troops out at checkpoints. And your general, Everhart, has been in the newspaper saying troops on the streets and the Pentagon watching citizens is good.
Yep, totally. And it's all factual. What you're saying is exactly true. Not only that, but get this. They're putting in, they have a big museum downtown, the Pioneer Historical Museum. It's right in the center of downtown Colorado Springs. And they're putting in a huge memorial to commemorate the heritage and history of Colorado Springs. And you'll never guess what the memorial is. It's a huge open-faced pyramid with a sun and all-seeing eye in the middle.
Of course it is. Hey, take a digital photo, email it to tips.
Well, I've got better than that. I've got a whole brochure. They're raising money for it. I've got tons of information on it.
Take a photo of the brochure,
okay,
some close-ups, and email it to tips@infowars.com.
Okay. Will do.
All right. Appreciate the call. In fact, also go to prisonplanet.com and email it to where it says contact webmaster. That's really a good place to go, too, to make sure we get it. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I might as well spend a minute or two on this. I even forgot to bring it to the studio. The May issue of Vanity Fair has, I don't know, like a 12-page hit piece. And guess who is most prominently displayed in the 12-page major cover headline? It's one of the top stories in the publication. Jackie Kennedy's number one, and we're like number two in there. Guess who they attack in the Vanity Fair 12-page spread? Well, Paul Joseph Watson's number one. I'm number two in it. I mean, the most quoted person is Paul Watson. And again, if you think there's these all-seeing eye pyramid New World Order symbols everywhere, you're crazy. They mix us in with all these nuts. It's an amazing article. So, you know, I now go to the newsstand and there's Vanity Fair attacking me. We're in a lot of trouble, folks, but they're having to respond to us with hour-long C-SPAN attack sessions and Vanity Fair articles and national talk show hosts attacking me because we're exposing them. And we're not going to stop, and we're going to save this country. But you're in deep trouble in Colorado Springs. They say, oh, support the troops. That's what Hitler said. Support the troops. Well, you support the troops by supporting the Bill of Rights that they're supposed to defend. And we're losing that Bill of Rights right now. Let's talk to Angus in Canada. Angus, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I hadn't talked to you in a while.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. I thought I'd call. You were talking about movies. And I spent the last 15 years mucking around in the film business. There's one that was made in 1982 with Sean Connery called Wrong is Right. And I watched it the other night. I'd seen it years ago. And some of the parallels between today's news, or recent news, and what's contained in this movie certainly makes it worth watching.
What's the movie about?
Well, basically, Sean Connery is a internationally known television reporter, goes on all the big stories, and he goes over to the Middle East, and some terrorist organization wants to get a hold of a couple of suitcase nukes. And you have a Texas politician who wants to use the problems over there for his political gain, and then you have the president who wants to use it for his political gain, and the CIA running around in the midst of it. And at the end of the movie, you have a full-scale military invasion of the Middle East because a nuke has been detonated in New York. And it shows the terrorist down in his bunker with his two suitcase nukes saying, "What nukes?" And Leslie Nielsen plays the politician, not the president.
Well, they've been following these scripts for a long time, and it's been in the Associated Press the last 3 years that over $40 million is spent in a special script writing house with the Pentagon telling Hollywood what they want to be produced. I call it propaganda placement. And this is all being done by design, my friends.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, listen, I mean, there was the Chicago Sun-Times about 2 weeks ago said, you know, Homeland Security keeping an eye on the country and Hollywood. And this is going on all over the place. And again, this is all part of the flaunting it.
Oh, well, my goodness. I mean, just look back at some of the feature films and the way Hollywood was co-opted during the Second World War. I mean, that has never changed.
But then people try to deny all this when it's public.
What
do you think of that Long Kiss Goodnight piece where the CIA guy's saying, yeah, we blew up the World Trade Center the first time and we're going to do it some more?
I haven't personally seen that particular film, but I certainly want to now. I like Samuel L. Jackson to begin with.
Yeah, I do too.
And But there's, as propaganda, one of the things is a lot of people that are involved in the industry know this, and when they have opportunity.
Well, I was going to say that I know a lot of people in Hollywood, and they actually say, yeah, we know all about it. We're trying to sneak the truth in, and that's also part of it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that very much is the case.
Hey, listen, Angus, I appreciate the call. Very, very interesting. Thanks for the Wrong is Right, 1982, Sean Connery. We'll have to check that out. Brian in Ohio. Ryan, go ahead.
Yeah. I was wondering to get your opinion on this. People have been talking about it a little bit, that they're going to have a weapons of mass destruction. They're going to call martial law, then the elections come November. What would you say the possibility of that happening are this year?
I have to say 50-50, but they're not going to call it martial law. They're going to call it security and safety and love and happiness and black ski mask equals freedom and secret arrest equals freedom. And
when they call martial law, from what I've been told,
we've been under martial law since 1933, sir.
But it's
what increment or severity will we be under?
Are they going to like shut down radio stations that talk against the government?
FEMA in 97 doesn't just trust the stations to tune in to their signal and do it now. Everything is wired through them. We're not, because we're just a network, a transmission point, but all broadcast, AM, FM, UHF, VHF, and cable, everything at the tower or at the transmission site is wired through a kill box where FEMA takes over by giant shortwave transmitters that the systems are tuned to. For audio, they also have satellites for video over TV, and it's the emergency EAS system. No longer do you hear them go, this is a test of the emergency broadcasting system. This was a bit of a real emergency. You'd hear, you know, advisories. Now you just hear, that is a FEMA takeover drill.
That one show that you're on at night, was it West Coast?
Coast to coast, yeah.
Yeah, they had a gentleman on there that pretty much talked like you did last night, and I really think people are really waking up, and they need to get you on that show again, because we're talking 9 million listeners.
A lot more than 9 million. Hey,
unreal.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I'm going to be back on Coast to Coast AM the 22nd for 4 hours, but I'm on there with a couple other interesting individuals, Jim Mars and Steve Quayle. So, we'll be talking about secret societies and a bunch of other issues. So, yes, I'd like to go on the show and talk about 9/11, but I did last time I was on some. Okay, let me cover some news, and I'll do this. I'll plug the videos right now, then we'll come back. I'll cover news, and we'll go back to your calls at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But let me just try to, in a nutshell, tell you what's going on. The globalists would have already carried out more terror attacks. 9/11 was to get their martial law escalation system in place, which they've now done. They wanted to go ahead and carry out attacks from all the indicators I got, which creates a very clear picture. But because of such an awakening that they had not forecast, that they're now trying to control in a judo move by bringing some of it out and then trying to discredit it, we've backed them off for now. They already plan to put out smallpox and dirty bomb a city at the bare minimum. We're in a very dangerous, precarious situation, but it is safer and better to meet this enemy head on and to face the horror and to expose it. But they want martial law. They want to go all the way. They want hysteria. They want breakdowns. Then to rebuild. Then to have a global empire, a national draft. This is all just lining up the ducks right now. This is all just in preparation. And you better listen to me and the military, police, and others. You better wake up and face the facts and quit being children and research what we're exposing here. Because you are all expendable to the globalists. You are nothing to them. All right, before we end this segment, again, I've made 10 documentary films. I've written a book. I've published a book. We carry a lot of other great books and videos of other authors and researchers at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you want to know the truth about 9/11, you need to get my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, 2.5 hours long. Masters of Terror, a little bit over 2 hours, part two of that. So coming up on, 4.5 hours of professionally produced expose on 9/11 in those two videos. There's also the book, 9/11, Descent to Tyranny, that I read about 9/11. You need to have these. You're authorized to make copies of my videos to spread the word and force multiply and smash the globalist lies. I've got other films like America Destroyed by Design, America Wake Up or Waco, Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Call toll free to get the videos. 1-888-253-3139. We've got George Humphrey's books on tape about 9/11, about the New World Order as well. We've got a lot of other great information. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001. That's 3001. South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And bottom line, if you don't help us get the word out and spread the word about who the real terrorists are, they're going to keep carrying out the terror to get more control. We've got to expose this. This is a key area.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Classic 1984 by Mr. Blair, pen name George Orwell. In the nightmare future, which we now see developing from what he'd seen in Soviet countries, there is a boogeyman, a bearded, turbaned boogeyman called Goldstein. And he surfaces from time to time. He blows up buildings. He attacks. He can never be defeated. And Winston works for the media, the Ministry of Truth, which does nothing but lie. He finds out that Goldstein really works for the government. And, you know, he'll be walking along and a missile will drop and blow up part of an apartment block and there's dead bodies everywhere. And that's just to keep the fear going. And this Goldstein can never be defeated, but all of his people, you know, keep getting arrested. Anybody that criticizes the government or looks at somebody wrong or complains about the cameras in the bathrooms, the stuff that's happening in America today. I mean, Michael Savage would have been a good guy at the Ministry of Ministry of Peace or the Ministry of Truth. He would have been a good O'Brien. You know, sit there and anybody who disagrees goes to the FEMA camp. That's what O'Brien, the torture master, believes. Well, torture is good in 1984. It's now good in America. And that's all this is with Bin Laden. Purported Bin Laden truce is rejected. A man identifying himself as some Bin Laden offered a truce to European countries that do not attack Muslims, saying we begin when their soldiers leave Islamic nations, according to a recording broadcast Thursday on Arab satellite networks. Britain, Germany, Italy, Spain quickly spurned what appeared to be an attempt to drive a wedge between Europe and America. The tape, which ran in full at more than 7 minutes, also vowed revenge against America for the Israeli assassination of Hamas founder. He also said it's all about oil, Halliburton. So now when you criticize Halliburton, you're a traitor. You need to be arrested. To see, you're out there with Bin Laden's words, working for him. They claim that Bin Laden and Saddam secretly run all the peace groups in America. No, the Carnegie and Ford and Rockefeller foundations do, controlling the false left to make sure the wars continue. By the way, John Forbes carries all for the war. He just wants the UN to be the boss and playing good cop, bad cop. It's totally disgusting. And, I mean, this whole thing is sick. So it's just an unbelievable joke. We're going to break here in a few minutes. We'll go straight back to your calls, Michael and Joanne and John and Don and Danny and everybody else. Some of the other news, 3 Japanese hostages in Iraq released into Japan's hands. 3 Japanese civilians taken hostage last week by militants in Iraq were released Thursday. Brought the Japanese embassy in Baghdad. Arab satellite news channel Al Jazeera reported that around 4 p.m., 9 p.m. Japan time, were under the protection of the Islamic Clerics Association. So that's good news. Also, hijackers fly plane into the Pentagon. No chance, said top Pentagon brass. Unrealistic war game poo-pooed. That's the headline before 9/11. Oh, the war games. They had the war games that no one seemed to know about, that Rice said didn't exist. So we'll get into that. Also, really scary article. We told you about this years ago, but here it is, mainstream news. Information Week, business innovation powered by technology newspaper. RFID pressed into service for roadway. The U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Highway Administration is working with 4 companies to develop new radio frequency identification technology for roadways. Officials see RFID as a way to warn drivers for incidents of impending intersection collisions and vehicle rollovers. In fact, the National Safety Transportation Group said they want to make you take these, and your car will be controlled by them, and they'll be able to stop your car and control it. We've already had enough of these computers locking up and causing wrecks, but doesn't matter. Total control. The government and vendors are investigating technology called Dedicated Short-Range Communications, RFID, to track and control you. CNN chipping away at privacy with radio waves. Shows a guy self-checkout with the scanners. And it's all coming up after your calls. The second hour is only a few minutes away, so please stay with us and stop procrastinating. Get my videos, or waking up 90% of those that see them, get them, and open people's minds.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.